sharing with you tonight. I might not be preaching anybody but me. But I'll take it. Amen. I'll take it. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 16, verse number 11. First Samuel 16, verse number 11. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? He said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Amen. 2 Samuel, chapter number 5, verse number 1. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in times past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that led us out of and brought us into Egypt in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king of Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. Amen. I was praying about this passage of Scripture as the Lord showed it to my heart. And brought it to me and began to bring it to light. And the thought came to me from the pasture to the palace in between years. Amen. From when he was called out of that pasture where he was tending sheep to 2 Samuel chapter number 5, he takes over the palace over all of Israel and becomes king over that kingdom. Amen. Those years in between. When God had spoken a promise until that promise actually came to pass. I've got a Thompson Chain Bible. And in that Bible, when Samuel anointed David king that day, as he called all the sons of Jesse together, and after he had looked all them over, he found not one worthy or one that he felt that God was calling to be king. And he asked, Is there one more child? Do you have any more besides these that I see? And David said, and Jesse said, I have a son. He's out tending sheep, and David was called. Can you imagine when David came and he saw that prophet there? And he saw Samuel, and Samuel looked on him. And at that moment, he knew that he had found the king, amen, the day that God was looking for. He might not have had the stature, he might not have had the height and the experience, but the Bible said that Samuel anointed him that day, and the Spirit came upon David and dwelt with him. Amen. What a promise was given. I said, what anticipation that one day this shepherd boy that was in a pasture, amen, this shepherd boy that tended sheep for his father, amen, would ascend to the palace of Israel and rule over a nation. Amen. And I'm telling you, God's got promises for our life and things that he has spoken to our hearts.
hearts and to us in prayer. I looked in the Thompson Chain Bible, and it said here, when Samuel anointed David, they estimated to be around 1063 B.C. Amen. And when David took the throne, when David became king over all of Israel, they estimated to be around 1057, 1056. Amen. Some 8 years had passed. Amen. When David took the kingdom, amen, and became and reigned over Judah. All the kingdom was not under him. Amen. He was king over Judah, and there still was some, amen, that have not submitted their ways to David. And some 7.5 years later, amen, amen, David takes over all the kingdom. And I'm not a mathematician, but if you add that up, and the figures are correct, over 15 years passed by before the promise ever came to pass. Over 15 years from when David was anointed, amen, to he took reign over all the kingdom. Would you bow your heads tonight and ask God to help us in the remainder of this service? Dear Heavenly Father, you know our hearts, you know our lives. And Lord, you know where we're at tonight, and we ask you to help us in the remainder of this service. Amen. We ask you tonight to help us. Oh God, to help us to realize that you have a plan for our lives. Amen. And those promises, that you are not slack concerning your promises, and that you are a God that cannot lie. What you said will come to pass. Amen. Let's wait on it. Amen. I said, let's trust in him. Oh Lord, help us this night. I said, Lord, help us. Amen. Help me in my unbelief to trust you no matter what. And the church said, amen. I thought about that. You read 1 Samuel, and you read all the way to 2 Samuel. And even after David obtained that promise, there was battles to be fought. Amen. They warred against David. Amen. There was temptations that overtook him, things that happened in life. But from that moment, just a few things I jotted down. From that moment when Samuel anointed him king, amen, David would face a giant by the name of Goliath. Amen. David would have to flee from an angry king named Saul that sought after him, amen, and tried to take his life. Amen. He would not dwell in a palace but in caves. Amen. He was a man on the run that even took refuge in the camp of the enemy. Amen. If it seemed like any promise was coming to pass, it might have seemed like to David and to others that he would never, ever be king. Amen. As he was in the cave of Adullam. Amen. He was there fleeing for his life, not knowing if he was going to live or die as Saul sought to kill him. Amen. After that, amen, he would go to Ziklag, that only place of safety. Amen. That he had begged from the king and they had given him. He would go to Ziklag and find it burnt with fire and find his women and children taken captive. Amen. What a life that David led, and what a life of disappointments all the time between the pasture and the palace. Amen. But the day would come when David would ascend to that throne. Amen. The day would come when David no doubt could look back over all the hills and valleys. Amen. Look to all the hard times and rough places in life and say, God kept his promise. Amen. What God said and spoke to my heart, he has fulfilled. Amen. I'm not telling you it might happen tomorrow. Amen. I'm not telling you it might happen next week. But I am telling you that it can. What I want to tell you tonight is, amen, though there might be battles and there might be times of trial in the heart and life, amen, let's wait on that promise. Amen. Let's hold to what God has spoken to our heart. Amen. Though the facts and figures don't add up at times, and though it looks like everything ain't gonna come together, I know my God's got a plan. Amen. Abraham walking
up the hillside with Isaac, that promised child that he waited for, that promised child, amen, that God had told him he was going to have, looks like he's about to die, amen, slain on the altar of sacrifice, amen, but God had a plan on the mountain, amen, God had a purpose, amen, for this exercise, amen, God had a reason, amen, that he walked up that mountain with his son, amen, what did Abraham say? Isaac said, I see the knife, I see the wood, but where is the lamb, amen, for the sacrifice? Abraham replied, amen, God will provide a sacrifice. And you know what I've held on to over the years? It's that God's not slack concerning his promises. Amen, but his long suffering to us word. Amen, I'm holding to that tonight, that what God said will come to pass.
Amen. Can you imagine those years? As the city burned with fire, as he was there, it seemed like a cave life was going to be his only life. But the day finally came. Amen. God spoke some things to my heart. Amen. Spoke to me about, and I want to share them with you. I said, Lord, what do I need? Amen. I was praying out loud in my car. Oh, Lord, how can I? Amen. Hold on. It seems like times I just can't even recall. All what you said. Amen. All the distance of the time that you told me till now. All the things that I've gone through. And all the things that look like and it ain't going to never come to pass. Amen. Lord, what do I do? And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, have patience. Amen. Have patience. And in time, in the process of time, it shall come to pass. Amen. Can I tell you that's one thing we all lack. Amen. It's patience. All we want it right now. Amen. We don't want to have to work for it. We don't want to have to wait on it. Amen. But sometimes it takes patience to see the promise fulfilled. Amen. I remember out in Mississippi when I just got saved. Hadn't been saved many years. And they opened up a big funeral home there in Pascagoula. He might have been in Gulfport down the road, a bigger city. And they opened up a funeral home. Now, this was back in the late 90s, early 2000, somewhere in there. Amen, maybe 2000, 1999, right in that time frame. Amen, they opened up a funeral home there in Mississippi. And that funeral home had a drive-thru. I know I wouldn't lie to you. Amen, I'm telling you the truth. It had a drive-thru for those that didn't have time to go in and see the family. Amen. We knew a man that was there, and we went in to see him and the family. But out of curiosity, we went through that drive-thru. And what you did was, amen, it had names on a little button. It looked like a bank teller window. And you mashed the button of the person you wanted to see. And all of a sudden, on a TV screen, amen, came the picture of that man. And there over there, that casket was a camera that shined down on him. And they had a book that you could sign up and say, amen, I came by to pay my condolences. Amen, that's how we want it. We want it our way, right away. Amen, don't do me wrong. Don't leave off the lettuce on my burger. Amen, I'm paying. Amen, I'm the one in charge. But you know what I have come to learn? Amen, I'm just his. And I'm trying to walk in his will. Everything might not work out like I like it. Everything might not be, amen, like I want it. But I know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Amen. This is the will of the Lord concerning you. In time of tribulation, in time of trial, amen, I want to be in the will of God. Amen. TJ asked me today, he said, have you ever thought, amen, if you wasn't preaching or serving the Lord, amen, being a pastor, have you ever thought about doing something else and how much money that you could be making in another occupation? You don't think the devil brings that up? Yes, it does. Amen. Says you can do so much better. Amen. You can do so much more. Amen. Think of the things you can accomplish. And he even makes it spiritual. Well, if you made more money, you can get more money in the missions. Come on now. If you made more money and give more money to tithes, thank God to help the church. Amen. Thank God to help others. Amen. Being able to give and being able to do this and that. But you know what I've learned? Amen. That God's got a plan. And in between that coming to pass, in between coming out of that pasture and going forward to the palace, in between getting to where God's got for me, amen, I just got to have patience. It might take years, it might take days, but tarry and it will come. I said tarry and it will come. Patience worketh what? Tribulation. And tribulation worketh what? Experience. And what does experience bring? It brings hope. Amen. Yes, there's been some tribulation, but I have learned in my experiences, amen, that He'll bring me through, and it's given me hope to carry on. In times when I was down, He lifted me up. In times when I was out, amen, God help me. I'm telling you, we got to have patience to wait on the promise. Amen. You think David wrote some of his best works in between those years? I don't know. You reckon he wrote in the cave as God was delivering him? He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Amen. You reckon he wrote when he was at Ziklag? Now, this is just me. Amen. How I think about things. Amen. You reckon he wrote when he was at Ziklag? Everybody's thinking to stone him. Amen. They're wanting to kill him, turned against him. His family's gone. Amen. You reckon David thought about it? Amen. Bring me to that. He thought. And the Bible said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. Here's a man about to die. He's soon to be king, so he thinks. Amen. That's what the promise is. But when's that day gonna come? It don't look like it's ever gonna get here. Amen. The city's burned with fire. Friends are ready to turn against you, devour you at any moment. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. I thought about that riding down the road. I got happy. I thought about David saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Yes, it's been some long days, and it's been some hard nights, but I'm waiting. Amen. 120 years of hammering on an ark and preaching righteousness. Not one soul outside the family of Noah was saved. Amen. Their minds were on evil continually. But the day came when rain began to fall and Noah found safety in the ark of the Lord. I'm telling you, if we have patience, the Lord will work it out.
Amen. We want Jericho to fall on the first time. Sure, it's getting to, as they walked around the walls. Amen. That's getting experience. Amen. It's learning some things. That God's got a way of doing things. If I follow Him, amen, it's going to help. Amen.
After years of waiting, after years of anticipating, at 80 years old, Caleb said, "I want my mountain. I've waited long enough. I seen the milk and honey. I saw the cluster of grapes. I saw the promised land. And it's time for me to have it." Amen. I'm telling you, if you'll wait on it, if you don't give up on God, if you'll follow His plan, it will come to pass.
Amen. I begin to think about that patience. Oh, Lord, I want patience, but I want no tribulation. That's why a lot of folks won't pray for patience. Besides the fact that it is playing out ornery.
Amen. Amen. That's the case in a lot of situations. Folks just pure out. I don't know. Amen. Oh, I've been praying here lately. Oh, God, give me patience. And I can be fast to speak at times. Folks say something, boy, it comes out of my mouth before I even think about it. I just said something I can't get back. And when I hear that day, I said something I thought, man, if I could grab that, I'd get it right back in my mouth. I wouldn't have never said that. Had to apologize. Oh, but you know what I'm thinking, Lord? Amen. In this life, I hadn't seen all the things that you told me to come to pass. Amen. But I'm learning along the way. Amen. I'm learning to have patience. Amen. I'm learning to be persistent in my walk with God. Not to be up one day, down the next. Not to be in one week, out the next. Amen. Not to be on fire one month and cold and wet. Amen. The next. I'm learning to be persistent in my walk. Just keep on keeping on. Amen. Keep on keeping on. And there will be times of refreshing.
Man, years ago, and I probably told this here, years ago, Brother Frankie and me were going to an island in the Caribbean, out there on the Kuna Islands, and Brother Frankie said, to save money, we'll walk. I think we ended up saving like $40 all in between us. I thought, man, if I knew that, I'd have paid the $40. It wouldn't have bothered me a bit. Amen. I sold something, did something, I'd have paid it. I remember getting up early that morning, catching a little bus to a place called San Jose, getting off that bus. And Brother Frankie said, 5-6 hours at the most walk, and we'd be all right. We'd be there. Man, it's nearly 24 hours before we got across them mountains. Man, walking all night, all day. Didn't normally take that long. Man, but you got Americans like me. Brother Frankie wasn't as young as he once was. And we slowed that party down. And 1 minute you'd be going up that hill praying, God, would you please let me go downhill? My thighs hurt so bad. Lord, would you please let me go down the hill for a while? You top that hill and you'd be going down. You pray, God, oh, Lord, let me get on some level ground, go up a hill or something. My calves are hurting so bad. Amen. I mean, it's back and forth, back and forth. And they, on that whole journey, they bought one thing of Kool-Aid. And it was in a little half-gallon thing. And that's the sweetest stuff ever put in my mouth. How many of you know you drank that old sweet Kool-Aid? Amen. We guzzled it down. Amen. In between us. And before long, I was thirstier than I ever been. And you could hear the sound of that river. Amen. They said it's just around the bend, not much farther. I believe we heard that river for over an hour. Amen. Before we ever got there. Amen. Knowing that cool water was flowing somewhere. And knowing that there was refreshing up the way. I thought about that today. But you know what? As I walked, I remembered. Amen. If I can just get around that bend and get to that river, there's going to be refreshing. I'm glad in between the promises. I'm glad in between the time. Amen. Of living from what God said till it comes to pass. Amen. He leads us beside the still waters. Amen. Makes us to lay down in green pastures. I remember dipping in that water. How cool it felt. How refreshing it felt. Amen. How much energy it gave me to go on. Amen. Like this morning. Like in services past. When the Holy Ghost has moved. And touched hearts and lives. You know what God's saying? He said, here's a little refreshing. Here's a little help for the journey. A little strength for the way. Be persistent. Keep walking. And you'll make it after a while.
I thought we'd never get there. I remember, hey man, I was going to Concondi. You have to cross the airplane strip. I'd been there by boat. And when you got to the airplane strip, the village wasn't much farther. And I remember coming out to them big old trees. And that airplane strip was there. I was just as tired as I was an hour ago. Hey man, I was just as worn out as I was when I was praying God to deliver me from going up that hill and down those hills. But you know what? When I saw that strip, man, I thought, man, we're here. And we started walking a little faster. Our steps got a little higher, and we was there in no time. Amen. You know what? Amen. Sometimes God gives us a glimpse. Amen. Sometimes God just comes by and says, listen, amen, it might not be much longer, but keep your eyes
eyes on the prize. Amen. Don't look to the left nor the right. Amen. You be persistent in your walk, and that promise is going to come. I said you be persistent in your walk, and that promise is going to come. Amen. Job, your family's dead. Amen. You lost everything. What are you going to do? Amen. I'm just going to trust in him. I'm just going to keep on keeping on. Curse God and die, Job. Amen. Blaspheme him. Turn your back on him. Amen. Thou speakest one of the foolish women. Amen. I'm not going to curse God. I'm not going to turn my back. God's got something better. And in the end, amen, Job was blessed more in his ending than his beginning. I don't understand it all. Amen. But I know if we're patient and persistent, in time it will pay off. And the upper room, the Holy Ghost failed. Why? Because they were patient and persistent. Amen. Men saw miracles. They saw blinded eyes open. They saw the church being built. Though there was martyrdom, though friends were dying, though there was tribulation, they were persistent in their walk with God, and the promise came to pass.
Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. You reckon Peter thought that when he was on the cross? You reckon Peter thought that in the palace when he was before Pilate? He wanted no part of that man. The Bible said he went out and wept bitterly. But somewhere between there and that empty tomb, Peter got back on the road. Said, I got my eyes off the promise. There's a better day coming. Amen. And now this man that was so timid, this man that turned his back on God, amen, will walk out of the prison cell with his hands lifted, rejoicing, counting himself worthy. Amen. For there was coming a better day. Amen. There was coming a day of deliverance. There was coming a day of liberty like they never known. Amen. They might have not seen it in their time. The coming of Christ, the returning of the Savior. Amen. But they talked of it. They pointed towards it and said it's going to come. Amen. Preacher after preacher has mounted a pulpit and said, church, be patient, for the Lord will come again. I stand before you tonight and I say his promise is that I will return. Amen. I'm looking for it. I'm being patient. I'm being persistent. And in due time, I will receive the promise of the coming of the Father. Amen. Whether by the grave, amen, whether it takes me away, I don't know, but the promise is still true.
Amen. And this is what the Lord laid on my heart. The smoke don't annul it. The boils on your body, the pain you're suffering, Job, don't make God any less God. The temptations we're going through, you know what I held to when I first got saved? I'd drive by certain places, and I'd about shake. Like a man. Especially when I got by myself. I was traveling from Georgia to Alabama a lot. That's a long stretch of highway. I thought, man, the devil tell me, won't nobody ever know. Won't nobody ever know. You know what I held to, God? Is greater in me than he is in the world. And he that is in the world, I held to those things. Amen. That promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way to the end of the world. Amen. That promise that I'll keep you. Amen. That promise that I'll fight for you. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, he will lift up a banner against them. Amen. I held to those things. And you know what? Amen. I ain't made it to heaven yet. I ain't got across the finish line yet. But I'm holding to that promise that one day I shall hear, well done thou good and faithful.
faithful servant. But there's some things God's promised me on this side of eternity. There's some things that God said is going to bring to pass. I've seen some accomplished. Amen. Some, I don't know how they're going to work out. I saw my mama saved when the world said it couldn't happen. I saw my daddy come to God when the devil said stop praying. Amen. I've seen other things happen. People healed. Amen. Children born after prophecy was given out. I'm telling you tonight, it'll do to hold on. It'll do to be persistent. Don't let go of the promise. It shall come to pass.
Amen. If he promised healing, he'll come. If he's promised help, it will come. Stand to your feet with us tonight. You know what grieves my heart? At the first sign of trouble, a lot of folks just give up. Say this can't be the will of God. To David to take the kingdom, he had to conquer Ziklag. Amen. Excuse me, he had to conquer the palace there, Jebusites' hand. And the Bible said that he told anybody, I'll make you chief and captain. Joab was that man. The Bible said he went up through the gutter. It says the sewage run off. Nasty. Dirty. Filthy, slimy. But he got there, and the victory came. I thought about that today. Where do you learn that kind of stuff from? Where in the world did he learn those kind of maneuvers? In the cave. Fleeing. Fighting. Tooth and nail. David gained experience in tribulation. In that experience, he gained hope that one day things are going to get better. How about you tonight? I mean, weeping may endure for the night, but what? What comes in the morning? What comes in the morning? I'm crying now. But those that sow in tears shall reap in. Oh, I feel the Lord. You might not, but I do. You know what's kept me going? I've told it here before. There's been times I felt like just walking out, leaving. But God gave me a promise. Some 7 years ago, nearly 8 years ago. But Josh, I've held that. I was asking God today, when will I see it? God, just give me a glimpse of it. God said, child, be patient. Be persistent. And you'll see the promise. Amen. Remember that tonight. If you'll be patient and persistent, it will come to pass. Everybody that will just come gather in tonight, ask God to help us increase our faith. Help us to